live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by the Sportscast. Today is July 27th. July 27th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Sportscast and all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk on your podcast, on your iPhone. Leave us a review. It'll help us out tremendously. And if you like what you're hearing, smash the subscribe button and please share this content with smart sports fans. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Thursday at 8 p.m. or go to our YouTube channel to hear all of our shows. Yes, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just hit play, Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Welcome to the show, Mr. Byron Jones. Woo, with the perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance.
I am happy. All the traffic that Williamsburg.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a heads up, but it would have been nice, too, if you would have told me you were going to be part of this. So I was just like freaking out. All righty. So we're happy to have you all the time. And so I got like your 15 emails like the day of the show.
No, that was yesterday. I sent it before I left.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Check your emails, man.
Yeah. Okay. But there were still five spreadsheets. You couldn't make one spreadsheet with five tabs.
Why would I do that? That makes your life easier. Why would I do that?
Because I got to download five spreadsheets, dude. And then you got to put them in Google Drive. You're killing me. Anyhow, John, Mr. John, one of our special guests, as always, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday. Let's get it on. We got a lot of running back talk happening in the NFL. So I will kick it off with one of the headlines is that the NFL's running back market has bottomed out. And one of the key pieces they said that attributed to that is Josh Jacobs and Saquon not signing a long-term deal. That right there quieted the rest of everybody else. Thoughts on that, Byron?
Well, you know, we talked about it last week. You know, the running backs are obsolete, you know, kind of sort of, you know, they're doing the running
back. That's rough. Obsolete?
Obsolete. It's a passing league. It's a passing league now, you know.
I don't think they're obsolete, but I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Obsolete. If you got all these, you know, these Leonard Fournette, you got Dalvin Cook, you got Josh Jacobs, you got, you know, Saquon, all these guys, you know, not signing or signing late or whatever, you know, something fishy in the waters, you know, something's going on. And, you know, now everybody does running back. You know, we've talked about it before, running back by committee. You know, you've signed, you know, you get three, four, one guy can catch, one guy can block, one guy can do this, and you got four guys doing instead of just one, you know, like they used to do back in the day. But you know, it is what it is.
John, what do you think about? Well, okay, I got what you said, but let me make sure I got the answer to my question. They're saying that the key factor that bottomed out everybody else is Saquon and Josh Jacobs not getting the deal. That was the topic. So
well,
we agree with that. Byron, I wanted to get the answer.
Okay, sorry. Yes,
you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, it did.
Do you believe that was it was because of those two that started? If those two to get a long term deal, nobody else was getting.
No, it's a bunch of them. You know, they're not, you know, signing, you know, long term. You know, look, Dalvin Cook got cut.
So did Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, but I think Josh Jacobs he's a player. All right, I think Saquon's also still got years on him. So I'm just saying that they're just making it that those two, if they were the ones that were setting the pace, if they didn't get it, the rest of the guys were. So anyhow, okay, John, what are your thoughts on that?
My thought is he should have signed the not Josh, but Saquon should have signed the offer. It would have set the tone for maybe not getting exactly what you want, getting pretty darn close to it, and help ensure other running backs get paid. Now, has it bottomed out? Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to see running backs get that kind of money ever again, at least not in the near future, I don't think. Because of the actions of two running backs who, you know, they said they were taking a stand for other running backs. That's fine. But why not take a stand and get paid for it at the same time? So.
Well,
am I wrong? Am I wrong, Byron? You just give me that look. Like,
No, you're right. You know, but
it's not about being wrong or right. It's just a matter of what you think, right? I think I don't agree with Byron that they're obsolete. I think they're going to get, they're not obsolete. I can't, do you really think that there's a, who would take their position? It would only have to be a receiver, number one. And number two, do you think there's that many receivers that are like Debo, right? Or is his name Debo from San Francisco? There's not that many. There's not that many.
Yeah, but every team, just like, you know, with LT, everybody's looking for the next LT, looking for, everybody's looking for the next Debo, Samuel, everybody. And that's just the way it is.
It's not a lot of them, but I guess, you know, they could produce them, right? They could take a fast tight end. You can build a big tight end. Well, that's too tall. I don't know. I don't think they'll be obsolete. I think it'll be running back by committee. I still think you need to run. You got to control that clock.
Yeah, but okay. I mean? All right, think about this. When the San Francisco 49ers in the 70s, you know, won, you know, their Super Bowls, what did they do? They had Roger Craig, right? Yeah.
Roger Craig had 1,000 yards running and 1,000 yards receiving.
And receiving as
well. But he still had 1,000 yards rushing.
Listen to this. What they used to do, their concept was they would set everything up with the pass. Run, you know, little swing pass. He wasn't running down the field, little swing passes. You know,
that's considered a pass, not a run.
But it's the same thing what they're kind of doing now with
I get it. But he had 1,000 yards rushing.
Yeah, and 1,000 yards receiving. And I guarantee you he didn't average 10 or 12 yards receiving.
Let's make believe a running back doesn't have any receiving yards. If he had 1,000 yard year, would that be a decent year?
Yeah. I'd look at more like 1,300. Anything over, because, you know,
I don't know 1,000, what his exact number was, but bottom line is if a guy has 1,000 year yards.
Well, no, rushing, back then 1,000 was an achievement. Now. But I'm just saying, we're talking about Roger Craig, 1,000 was an achievement back then. Now, 1,000, you got to get above 1,300 for me to say you had a successful year.
You can fall down to get 1,000 yards now.
What's that?
I said most of these guys, you can fall down and get 1,000 yards now. You got 17 games.
That's true.
Oh my god! So that's making my point even stronger.
Saquon had 1,300 yards.
I get it, but if Roger Craig right now has less games, was getting 1,000 yards, they were running the ball. That's the bottom. You know, you're proving my point.
No, I'm not.
I know, Byron.
I'm not proving your point.
John, talk to him. He just doesn't don't listen to it. Don't let him.
He's already doing the shake.
He's denying, but he's wrong.
He's
going the opposite direction. He's flip flopping.
I can't talk to Byron when he's in this mood. You know.
No. Yes.
He's combative tonight, Vic. Combative.
No, he's just that way with me. He could do that with you. You don't have to be so nice to him. He's far away. He's big, but he's just far. So here's some other news that I got picked up here. They're not signing. Derrick Henry expressed frustration with the lack of value for running backs in the league. Many teams have come to regret the big running back contracts they've handed out over the last 5 years. Dallas deal with Ezekiel, Todd Gurley with the Rams. McCaffrey signed big money deal with Carolina, but ended up missing 23 games over the next two seasons before he was traded to San Francisco. Oh my God. What do you guys think about that? And that McCaffrey, you know, those guys still paid him top dollar and he missed 23 games.
But once again, it goes back to what we were talking about. What kind of longevity is he looking at? I mean, he was out for 23 games. Okay. That means that eventually those 23 games are going to catch up to him again. So if the guy got paid and he understands the shelf life for a running back, bless him. You know, he got what he could and left, you know. So I got no problem with that. I think Christian's a hell of a player. I think even if he, you know, he's of the mindset, you know, like his old man, you know, well, if they're going to pay me this money, I'm going to take it. But I'd play for free if I could, that kind of thing. But, you know, the big running back contracts are over. They're done. Derrick Henry's right. It's over. Because when you have a position that is supposed to, and everyone claims they have a dominant back, and Saquon is a great back, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't say dominant, but great back, you know, he's got to understand well, actually, all of them have to kind of understand what the market is. You know, we're going to bring up running back by committee. Okay. That's what they're moving to. And that is why, you know, they're not offering you those big contracts.
We got it. So do you think the position is obsolete?
No, I don't. No.
Come on, man. I'm going to stick with that word. So I don't care. Obsolete.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm going to write this in my notes. Byron said the running back position on this day.
Obsolete. Write it down.
The running back position.
He's so typing it down.
Yep. Is obsolete.
8:10 p.m. on 7/27/2023.
Okay. All right. Everybody's killing me right now. So what?
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
I could care less. But anyway, running backs on average are being paid less than kickers. We went through this before.
We already talked about that last week.
Just bringing it up again. They're being paid. So, you know, everybody's great running back. You know, they're running for all these yards and all this other stuff. But they're still paid. They're paid less than kickers, man. A kicker that goes out there maybe 30 seconds for the whole game.
His job, his performance has to be really high.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Even a 17-yard field goal could be the difference between a win or a loss.
The accuracy has to be on the money. So let me tell you, I learned to appreciate my fraternity brother, who was a field goal kicker. And let me tell you something. We won games because of him, because of our offense was not putting up points.
Was that Matos?
So, yep.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, he left, it killed me. We lost game 5-0. When he was there, we won a game 9-6. Three field goals. Okay. So anyways, all right. So let me keep going. What they also information that I put together, okay, is players are beginning to grieve and fight for what running backs deserve. It seems to be a battle that's unwinnable. Joe Mixon took a pay cut to avoid being released like Elliott.
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook, while Aaron Rodgers also took Aaron Jones took a $5 million pay reduction. So now some of these guys are taking pay cuts. How do they take a pay cut, Byron? Is it over like a $5 million pay cut? Is that for the term of the contract? Do you know, or?
It's because it's obsolete. Sorry.
Let's see. Either you take a pay cut or we're going to cut you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they take a pay cut, they'll help me out, though, right? So let's say a guy signs $16 million contract, right, for 4 years, okay? He's guaranteed $8 million, but he gets get paid $4 million a year. How does he get the pay cut?
They just negotiated with the agent, the general manager, whatever.
No, I know, but where does it come out of? It doesn't come out of his guarantee, right? Comes out of the back end.
It depends on the guaranteed money, you know, how it's structured. You know, they sit there and say, all right, it was guaranteed for, you know, $8 million. So he's going to get that $8 million. But they say it's just $8 million, and they can cut that guy anywhere, and he's going to get zero.
Okay. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
No, I got nothing to say to it. I mean, you know, that's how it's done. It's either you're going to take the pay cut. Now, they'll do it when the contract's up. They can't do it while the contract is in effect, can they?
Yeah, well, what's his name just did his.
That's right, they did. Yeah, okay, so yeah.
He took a big cut, 35 million.
Who did?
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers took a $35 million pay cut?
But he's got two years, $75 million guaranteed. Okay. But you know, yeah, he cut it down a lot because you figure they want to sign other people, and if they've got this great big huge albatross in their back, you know, by him taking, you know, a pay cut or whatever he did, you know, that helps out. You know, if they need to find alignment or this or that or whatever. But you know, he's been a team player now. He's trying to help out the Jets.
Okay.
Repeat that. Say that again. Say it again.
I said,
say it again.
He's being a team player trying to help out the Jets.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to write that down, too. I can swear. Oh, Byron, thank you so much. I needed that laugh. That is probably the funniest. Hold on a second. But you were targeting him.
You call it the way you see it sometimes. And that was one of those moments.
Oh my God, that's only one of those moments, because normally you're dogging him out. Normally you tell him he's a prima donna. Why pay all that money? You're not going to get. He may not play another year. He's doing all the right things.
It's 2 years. 2 years, 70 million or 75, whatever. So he'll be there this year, next year.
He's gonna make it to.
So this makes it a better deal for them.
Yes.
Because, me fighting for that's a good deal for the Jets, no matter what, is even better. Is a better argument. Would you agree with that, Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones.
Nope.
Why? You just don't want to agree with it? Why? Because I'm right.
I don't want to agree with it. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. You know I'm right. Okay, so they made the right deal. I hope he does well. I'm not a fan of his anymore, but I hope he does well. Interesting. So everybody's taking pay cuts. All right. So
not everybody.
I didn't know about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Jones. Let's see who else. It's possible that the draft and replace process is becoming popular across the NFL as teams seek to avoid giving out big contracts to running back. Woo. We talked about that, no? So it's a good position to be in if you're a running back, no?
Yeah.
In college.
In college, not in the pros, because once you get to the pros, they're going to cut you after 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so then learn how to use your money. Remember, you can go to victorarocha.com.
Yeah,
I can help you make lifetime passive income and control your money. You see the Fed rate raised the rates, highest rates in 20 years, 22 years. Just so you know. That's why Florida, we don't pay state taxes. Anyways, we can help you out. Valuable assets. Don't forget. All righty.
We did that, Byron. We did that ourselves.
Yes, I did. That was live. All right. So what do you think about that? The draft. Who do you think is going to produce? I mean, you know, Alabama's going to produce running backs. You know, Georgia's going to produce running backs. Where do you think they're going to get running backs from? Or do you think the position – look, Byron, I think they're going to be running backs. I just think they're going to be like slot back. Like, they're going to still be running backs, but their skill set has to change.
Yeah, because it's more.
Think about it. Like, there's barely how many fullbacks are in the league? Four. Yeah,
but look at these kids. You know, like go to the big program. You know, at Alabama or Georgia, you get some of these kids that carry the ball 200-300 times. You know, in their college career. You know, maybe over 1 year, 2 years, whatever. And a lot of times that once they get to the NFL, you know, people feel that they get a little more extra tread on the tide, and there's a little bit of a draw because they carry the ball so much, in college. And it's just, it's a shame that, these kids, they're coming up now that are going to suffer, because of, just the way, the running back position is now. But a lot of them are probably going to make up the money before they get to the NFL, and we're going to bring it up again, the NIL.
NIL.
A lot of them are going to make that money up.
Okay, well, then it's a good thing now.
Yep.
Yeah, but okay, you're gonna make.
So you gotta pick your poison, man. You didn't like it before. Now they're gonna get paid. I told you, it's a tricky, tricky path.
You know why I didn't like it? Because I never got none.
I knew it.
I can respect that answer. I can respect that answer. You're a hater, and then you're not a hater. You're a flip flopper, dude. That's not true. Because. You want the running backs to get paid. You just don't want the college kids to get NIL. You go back and forth.
I'm an angry guy because I didn't get none of that money. I could have used it back.
Let me tell you something, John. For Mr. Byron Jones, okay, if you think about it, he was able to be on an 11-1 team, play football at the highest level, play in the NFL for a few years under some great coaches, and still is a hater.
Yep. I'm going to take it with me to the bitter end.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Bless you, Byron.
Exactly. So, anyways.
I'm a hater. I'm going to say that. Last word. I'm a hater.
Yeah. Well, with an you A. don't know, but wait a second. But why do you think that how popular do you think the NFL, the college coaches are not going to start changing? Like, you think they're just going to continue with the running back system, produce these running backs, and they got nowhere to go?
They're going to continue what they've been doing. I coach the 5 to 16-year-olds on the weekend, you know, with a football, you know, flag football, and whatever else we're getting ready to do. When you get, when we get the lines with these kids, nobody, even at that age, wants to be a running back. Everybody wants to be wide receiver. They want to be a corner, or they want to be a quarterback. Those are the three positions. We have to push the kids over there just to be a running back now. And these are, you know, from 5 to 16-year-olds are doing this.
But that was always like that. I mean, there's guys that they want to play line. Running back is a little different. The only position I would say is running back, but everybody wants to be, you know, one of the stars.
Back in the day, maybe we had like Michael Jones was one of our running backs. Glenn was a running back with us. Todd Baker was a running back, you know, with us. And those guys wanted to play that position. They weren't pushed to do it like the way, like now you got to push those kids over there to be running backs. They don't want to play running back. Yeah, I want to be a quarterback. I want to be, I'm going to lock you down man to man. Like, come on, man, really? Really? And those are the positions at the level that I'm coaching is what's happening.
Oh, they don't want to lock you? They don't play defense?
No, corner. They want to play cornerback. They don't want to play. I have one kid that wants to play linebacker. Linebacker, I got one that wants, I'm an edge rusher. The kid's 300 pounds, man. Come on.
So what? He's his kid, though. It's baby fat.
Yeah, but at 16, 300 pounds ain't healthy.
No, it's not healthy.
How tall is he?
Not
5'2.
Maybe 6 foot.
Even that's not healthy. Yeah.
No, it's not. But I mean, you got to work it off. All right. So, anyhow, let's move on. All right. Well, Saquon. Okay, Saquon's deal, you sent me a bunch of stuff, so thank God I got these.
On 5 different spreadsheets.
Four. Oh, my God. All right, so what do you want to go with first, Byron? We got Byron's top 25. We could do that afterwards. All right. And then we got, all right, let's talk about Saquon Barkley's deal. Do you want me to show it on the screen? Huh? All right, let's look at it.
Waiting.
You want it on the screen?
I'm waiting.
So that's a yes.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'm waiting.
Waiting.
Just so you know, I want you to see these windows, John. You see these?
Yeah.
Look at boom. I got boom. I gotta open up different. If I couldn't put them here.
Yeah,
you'd
be all right.
Go. All right, so we got Saquon's Barkley as a deal, right? Who's Rock Nation Sports? Was he always with Rock Nation?
Yeah.
Okay. So base salary, all right. Signing bonus, $2 million. So he's going to get $2.8 million this year?
He's going to get what?
He's going to get,
his salary is going to be the $8 million. That's his salary. He got a $2 million signing bonus to put his name.
So he's going to make $10 million this year, right?
Yeah, that's the cap we were talking about, like the franchise tag, it added up to that. That's what it added up to. But he got more money up front.
We got to save that brother's money. All right. Incentives, rushing. Oh, you got the incentives. I like that. Mm-hmm. Rushing for 1,350 yards. He gets $300,000.
Right. $303,000.
$11 total touchdowns, $303,000. 65 receptions.
Or more.
The first two are doable.
No. But the jacked up part is it goes rushing for 1,350 plus a playoff berth.
Oh, okay.
but that's okay, man, because, you know, I mean, that's what you're there for, right? So I think that's probably part of a lot of people's incentives. Danny Dimes, like all those particular players, they have stuff that's tied to the playoffs, I bet.
No, not a lot of them got stuff like this guy. This is the first time I've seen this where, you know, I'm sure it's out there, but yeah, I've never seen you get 1,300 and plus the playoffs. 11 touchdowns plus playoffs.
So that's your that homework for next week or the couple weeks. Give me the incentives for like Danny Dimes for the top, you know, offensive players. Because I guarantee you it's gotta be tied to playoffs.
Oh yeah. But this is the first I've seen.
But let me tell you something. If he does 1,350 yards this year and 11 touchdowns, we'll make the playoffs.
And you're going to get 65 receptions.
65 receptions, I always think it's hard. But in the offense, we're trying to run with the running back. But they want him to use him as a receiver more. He may get that. You know what I mean? But I think it's a good year. If he has 1,350 and 11 touchdowns, we're doing pretty good. 11 touchdowns to me is low because it's 17 games.
Yeah, well, you got to share the wealth. There's other running backs, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because the other ones are all obsolete. But,
mm-hmm. So then that's good. That means if we're getting touchdowns from the other guys, we're doing all right. We're putting up some points. And then career earnings in 2000. Wow, he made a bundle his first year, huh?
Yeah, well, with the signing bonus and the guaranteed money, that was like, you know, rookie year. I get that big fat, you know, bonus. And, you know, his salary, you know, whatever it was that year.
Right. So that doesn't include the $10 million he's going to make this year.
No. This is what he's made from 2018 to 22 is $38 million.
Mm-hmm. And now you head on. Yeah. Go ahead, John. So look, for our listeners, let's make sure we understand this. I want to just go over it. He's going to make Saquon Barkley's contract is for $8,000,091. He's got a signing bonus $2 million. It's a cap hit of $10,000,091.
Right.
He's got incentives tied. If he has 1,350 yards rushing and we make the playoffs, he gets another 303,000. 11 touchdowns, he gets at a playoff berth, 303 touchdowns and 303,000. And 65 receptions, another 303,000. He's got a chance to make another 900 something downs, all tied to the playoff berth.
What was the offer?
Hold on. His career earnings is 2018, 19, 20. I'm going to go from there. 18, okay. 21 million, 19, 1.9 million, 2020, 3.4, 2021, 4.8, 2022, 7.2, 2023 is 10 million. That's pretty good. Go ahead, John.
What was the offer?
It was either 19 or 22 million guaranteed.
I mean, then you just made my point about. May, if you want to take a stand, fine, but get paid when you're taking a stand. He just basically, that's $9 million gone.
Yeah.
He just, okay, no, I'm going to turn it down because I'm going to make a stand. Okay, well, congrats. Good job there, buddy.
All right, look at Andrew Thomas's deal. All right, we're now on Andrew Thomas's breakdown. 5 years, $117 million, $67 million of it's fully guaranteed at signing.
That's a nice Christmas
birthday gift. That is bank.
Go to victorrocha.com.
Yes, Mr. Thomas, please let me protect your money and your wealth and leave some legacy. Now, you already got legacy money. Let me get you down to 10 generations, my brother. Go, that's all about the Rockefeller method. Anyways, wow, that's a serious contract, man. He got paid.
Yes, he did.
He got paid. His base. Then you got Agent Thornton, Rock Nation's base salary.
Yep.
Who's the base salary?
His base is $5 million this year, 2023.
Oh, the guarantee is that they're going to pay him over the five years.
Yeah.
No, you said guaranteed at signing. So I thought he was getting a $67 million at signing.
He did.
Oh, but why do you have a signing bonus of $5 million here?
Because then it's broken down over.
Oh, they're saying it's here, but I'm paying you up front for it.
Right.
That's an incredible. I mean, that's like the disappeared money's out of your bank account, and you don't get a hit for it.
The what?
You just amortizing it over the next 5 years or something.
He's already been to victorrocha.com, man.
That's hilarious. Career earnings. Look at this, man. Well, like a lineman.
A left tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want to know the difference though is. Is that, you know, you get paid on past performance, right? And yeah. And look at his proportionally goes up because of his tally. But the running backs get front loaded, and I think that's what's hurting them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that, so if you see this guy, he gets this contract later in his career. Maybe there's differences, but if you just notice, if you get paid by past performance, they're performing every year.
Yeah,
their value there is there. Their unity of the team, their importance to the team, right?
And their career lasts longer than a running back.
Yeah, and they don't move as much. You know what I mean? So it's just an interesting breakdown. All right, let's go to your one.
Did you just say that left tackles don't move that much?
Yeah,
I said linemen in general. Linemen in general, I'm saying when they draft them, you know, they'll keep them around for a good 5 years.
Byron, I'm going to let you take that one.
The left tackle, the reason why they're getting paid is because of one name, Lawrence Taylor.
Hold on, guys. 1 second. Yes. Keep going. Hold on.
Everybody had to go out and go get that left tackle.
Tackle, right.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yep. Because he ushered in the edge rusher, pass rusher finesse. And then you see nowadays it's like everyone's LT. And you have to have someone protect that blind side.
So go ahead. What were we going to say now? You had a comment to my 5 years?
No, John? we're just talking about the why the left tackle is probably it's the most vital on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Because of Lawrence Taylor.
Ever since the blind side, right?
Yeah, Lawrence
Taylor. I know it. You know, everybody. The recognition came a lot.
Well, no, actually, it's Joe Theismann getting hit by Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, but he snapped his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible. They said it was so bad that Lawrence Taylor freaked out. All righty, so let's keep going. Byron, we have your next one that you got here. All right. So, but hey, look, Saquon did what he said he was going to do, though. You got to give him some props. We'll talk about his contract, talk about this, but he signed, went right to training camp.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
I mean, he did his, you know, let's give him his due when it's due, right?
But he's going to be unrestricted next year, so.
Yeah, but just still give him his due. He signed, he went to play. I'm happy, you know. It is what it is. As a fan, as Giant fan, I'm happy he's there. I'm happy he's starting. And by the way, they were bringing that up. This what I was bringing up the other day. It was like, how does your other team feel, right? You know, you're missing out on practice. You're not together, and they brought that up on some of the channels about, you know, some of that is to get that unity together and do what you got to do, right? So, Byron, I don't know if I want to do. What time is it? You want to go through this depth chart right now?
I ain't going for this whole thing.
Yeah, no. It's going to tire me out.
Let's wait till we're like 2 weeks in the camp and then we'll talk about it.
Exactly. Let's go to your top 25. This is always interesting.
There we go.
All right. So let's go. This is top 25 QBs, I'm assuming, or what?
Yes. No, it's all players.
Oh, top 25 players. All right, so you got Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so Byron's top 25 players within the NFL. Is number one is Mr. Patrick Mahomes, Madden. He's on the cover of Madden, isn't he?
Wow. He just threw the Madden at you, Byron.
I did what?
Threw the Madden ranking at you.
Okay, so, all right, you got Joe Burrow. That's a good Josh Allen. No,
wait. Yeah, if you look at this,
How are you picking this by? Like, what is it, the importance to the team? Like,
yeah, the importance to the team and just their overall, you know, impact on the game. Nick Bosa had 18 sacks last year. He's sitting out, you know, he has a reporter, too, trying to get his money. He's getting ready to be the highest paid defensive lineman, you know, in the NFL. That kid is that good.
That's awesome.
His brother.
Yeah, I would say he is.
His brother's good, too.
That wasn't too bad either for Miami. Don Bosa.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
No, they're I'm happy for him, man. He graduated with my son. They both graduated the same, and they went to St. Thomas together for a while. Yeah. All right, Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald. Let's see, Trent Williams. Really, Trent Williams. Yeah, Trent Williams. Zach Martin. Let's go through this. Travis Kelce. Interesting. Micah Parsons. Wow. Number 10. Jefferson. TJ Watt. Yes. Tyreek Hill. Interesting. You don't even have Tua on here. You got Tyreek Hill.
Two of the 25 best players.
Bush Jones.
This one right here. This is for John right here. There we go. Number 16
for Patrick. Yeah,
that's right.
I think he's a little low, but that's all right. I'll let it slide this time, Byron.
Oh no, Sauce Gardner. I thought you were talking about Lane, Jamar Chase.
You have Jalen at 24.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
You notice I left somebody off of there, right?
Justin Herbert.
I was going to say, scroll back up real quick there, Byron.
It's not even a giant on here.
No, why would it be?
No, I think I know who you left off.
Oh.
A quarterback down in Baltimore?
Yeah. How can you leave him out?
Possible MVP candidate?
He's always hurt, but still, you know, he'll be back. We got time. We got the whole season.
All right, that's an interesting list. It's hard for me to debate this. I can't. What I guess I'm more interested in on because it's hard to like pick and choose. They're just all different positions, right? Yeah. But I will tell you that of your top 25, you notice there's a couple on some very good teams.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Eagles, I'm impressed that the Jets got three players.
Got number 22.
I'm surprised the Raiders got any.
Yeah, they got what's his name?
Devontae. Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. All right, Devontae.
Man. Victor, all right. You pass. I do have a giant on there, man. Number 22, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's see. Keep going. 22. Keep going. Andrew Thomas. Come on, man. I gotta
put him.
He just got paid, man.
Big time. He deserves to be in the top 25, $67 million up front. What?
Man, that's a lot of tacos.
That is some serious, serious coin. All right.
After the season, I want to revisit this, Byron.
Yeah.
Because I want to see, once we get to after the Super Bowl, okay?
Right.
I want to see if anything changes from this list.
Well, Jalen Ramsey got hurt, so he hurt his knee. He might be out a little bit.
It's an intriguing list. It really is. Tyreek Hill may have a little bit of legal trouble. We'll see what happens with that.
All right, let's go. Let's bring this back to sports. All right, let's get going. All right, so what do you think about? Let's talk a little bit about Denver, John. If you got some Denver news for updates,
Javonte Williams.
Hold on, I'm going to give you some time to go. Give me a second. Okay. But I want to ask Byron a question so you can gather your pieces on your Denver Broncos. So, Byron, let's start with this sheet here. All right, so based on your compliment of Aaron Rodgers and his behavior and the fact that he's done his thing, you already picked the Jets to win the AFC East. So has that confirmed? Like, do you feel even better with that selection now?
Yes, I do. I'm still going to stick with it.
Okay, I'm happy that I want you to because I picked the same team. But you know, you really dogged him out for the deal. You did not want to give up anything.
I'm gonna keep doing it.
Okay, but now you got him and you picked him. I think he's showing he's doing his piece. You know what I mean? He's doing his piece. He's either trying to change his legacy. Now he's just got to perform. So anyhow, that's my piece there. All right, Mr. John, bring us some news from Colorado.
First of all, I'm going to say it's the Bills in the East. I'm sorry. Jets, no, it's the Bills. But let's talk about Denver for a second. There was evidently a big dust of interview that Sean Payton did either yesterday or today, where he basically called out the entire coaching staff, specifically Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
and he held nothing back. He went off and he's like, none of that stuff is going to happen here. The expectation is, I'm saying it from day one. We're not doing the little vignettes. Oh, look, they're having fun. They're doing this. Or Russell Wilson going, let's ride. You know, they're into camp and this is how it's going to be done. So the clear message.
So what happened that warranted him saying something to them?
Well, first of all, Russell Wilson's entire self-paid coaching staff and massaged guys and all, they were in the Broncos facility last year.
Really?
Wait a second. Yeah. Who did Sean Payton yell at?
He was talking about Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay, and what did Nathaniel Hackett do?
He let all this stuff slide. He didn't play starters. We talked about that at the beginning of last year.
Nathaniel Hackett was?
He He's now the offensive coordinator for New York.
The Jets?
Yeah, I can't help it.
Okay, time out. So, but Peyton, I'm confused with your story on Peyton.
But no, he was just calling out, you know, stuff like Nathaniel Hackett had never called a play in his entire career as an offensive coordinator. And Denver was the highest team with pre-snap penalties last year because he didn't know what he was doing.
So what did Sean Payton do that because I like
Sean Payton just set an expectation that this is how we do things. We do things at a very high level. If you can't do it, you're going to be gone. You know, and he basically called, he said everything that happened last year was because you had he used the term dirty hands from the coaches and things like that. And now the Jets are using it as billboard. Oh, we can't wait till week five. We're going to go to Denver. Dude, come to Denver. I want to see your little Mr. Aaron Rodgers with his walker out there, you know, go up against the defense, go against Patrick Surtain, you know. So, no, the Jets are a paper tiger, my friends. Putting it out there right now.
I don't know, Byron. Okay, you got Jets, Broncos. Who's your pick?
Jets.
I knew you were going to say it.
I'm going to go with Jets.
We'll see what happens.
The only reason I always like to pitch quarterback against quarterback when the teams are relatively, you know.
Yeah, the Jets don't have the defense Denver has, though.
Well, Jets gave up less than 20 points. They gave up like 18 points last season. What did the Broncos give up?
They gave up a lot more than that, but they didn't have an offense.
Okay, because the Jets don't have a defense.
They don't have a defense that can hang in that game. I equate them
Byron,
to the Dallas.
They average less than he agreed. They average this. He tells me they
there's more to it than that, Victor.
His team averaged a lot more, giving up way more yards
because they had no offense. The Jets at least had a quarterback last year. Granted, Zach Wilson is now backing up, you know, Aaron Rodgers, but he was still better than the offense they were running was better than what Nathaniel Hackett had brought to it, Denver. He brought in a failed system that was the same system his dad used in Kansas City and never won in Kansas City. So he was
the Jets defense has a defense. You can't say the Jets don't have a defense.
No, I'm not saying they did, but I did say they didn't have a defense.
This is what Peyton said. He said that the 2022 was one of the worst jobs in the history of the NFL.
Say that again.
He said that in 2022, the Broncos were one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL with Hackett.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there were 20 dirty hands around quarterback Russell Wilson.
Yep. Oh, my. How do you think Russell Wilson took it?
I think Russ took it for what it is. Yeah. You know, Russ is used to being successful. And he gets put together with a coach that didn't care about really success. Who knew what he cared about? And so I think Russ is going to be hungry this year. I think he's got a couple of years left in him, probably a couple more than Aaron.
Aaron's got a couple of years still. That Russ.
Aaron's got 1 to 2 tops.
Okay, but his 1 year is going to be the game he plays against your team with a defense that you said they didn't have a defense. Now realize they have a defense.
They played in the weakest division in the AFC in the NFL last year. Their only team that they had to play against was Miami, and they got smoked against the Bills both times.
They averaged 18 points, so that means they held everybody else like tremendously.
They didn't play anybody else,
but they played Buffalo twice.
They played New England. Yeah, they did, but. I guarantee. Let's find out. You've got to look it up. What were the scores of the two games last year against the Bills? Okay, I'm just asking. You know what were?
I don't know.
I guarantee they gave up more than 18 points against the Bills.
But I know that Miami put up 38 points against the Bills.
Miami had one good game last year, and two is
getting. Oh my God! And it's against his best team, Byron. He's killing me, bro. You got to lay off the apple juice. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna put you like this. Tua is like, 50 days away from entering concussion protocol. We know that's going to happen. we also know that, you know, there's, once again, one of their receivers is in legal issues. We're not going to touch on that.
We're purely talking about
the Jets. The Jets. Yeah.
Okay, they, so here's
your number. The Jets only got blown out of one game last year. It was against
the Raiders. Listen to this. Here's the numbers. Okay, in the first game, the Jets beat the Bills 20-17.
Okay.
So they only gave up 17 points. Right. And then they lost to the Bills 20-12. So they only gave up 20 points. Right?
Okay.
And then in the playoffs is when they got rocked by the Bills by 17 points. Okay. But during the season, right?
But once again,
in those two games, it's 37. It's less than 20 points, bro. They defense was good against the Bills.
Okay, then hey, God bless them. But you know what? if they want to use interview Sean Payton gave, basically calling the truth about their offensive coordinator, use that as your little fodder. I don't see it having much effect.
Use your words wisely when you say they don't have a defense. You better be prepared. That's all I got to say. Anyways, we'll see. I like Sean Payton. Let's see if he makes that change. He's going to have to do something to compete in that league. That's a tough conference. And what do you think, Byron? What is it got to say about, okay, coaching staff, bang, we hit that. But that doesn't Russell Wilson take some accountability in also as a leader to have people in his pocket and lose? Like, what was his point? What was he trying to do? Because it didn't work.
You only can do what the coach tells you to do.
Yeah.
Hackett sucked as a head coach. Might as well just put it out there the way that
he – I get it. But you're saying that they were in Russell Wilson's hands. So what was Russell Wilson – why do you think that's acceptable?
They did what?
They were saying that they were paid by Russell Wilson, the coach.
He had his own staff, his masseuse and everything
own office and all that other dumb stuff that he had.
That because Hackett and Joe Ellis and the GM let it happen. That's something that should never happen. And the coach said, oh, yeah, it's fine. Let's go and do this. Yeah, give him whatever he wants. And, make the quarterback soft. And
Sean Payton's removed his office.
He still has a very small office to watch game film. That's it.
It's in the closet somewhere, probably.
Yeah, it's in a closet, basically.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's the piece that I want to find out. That's your team. You need to find out. I want to know.
I can make a phone call tonight and find out.
I want to know what
it ain't
he
Uncle
went.
Eric either.
I want to know where. Hey, Uncle Eric. I want to know where he went from, right?
Yeah.
Because you really don't see it. And then there is a story in the fact that if it was such a disparity of where he was to where he is now, mm-hmm. he has to take some ownership.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. Yeah.
Also disrespecting his coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He didn't disrespect him.
If you have your own everything, you're not part of the team. You're not the other coaches.
That's because the coach let it happen.
Let it happen. The coach.
Yeah, but as a quarterback, you got to be above that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Vic. But what I'm saying is that he was given a blank check to do whatever he wanted by Nathaniel Hackett.
I get it, and he needed to make a better decision.
He did. He absolutely did.
That's all I got to say.
Once again, he's young.
I'm gonna throw your guy out there, Tom Brady. Tom Brady has had what for decades? That the masseuse guy or whatever, the guy that stretches him. But he never caused any ruckus. You never heard about this guy, Tom Brady having a separate office or this or that and all this other stuff. And as soon as Russell goes to another team, all of a sudden, his own office, this.
Well, Brady went to another team.
Yeah, but no, he went to but what did he do with the other team? He won.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't get it. He didn't do all that prima donna stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't have to.
No.
That's probably just not the way he's built. But he did have his own separate trainer, the guy, TB12 or whatever, the guy that does this and that and all this other stuff for him. But, but you never heard of Tom Brady having his own office. If anybody deserved to be his own office, it would be him.
And he might have. It's just Tom Brady won. That's why you didn't hear about it.
Yeah, but a lot of stories I hear is how people, they could never beat him to the stadium watching film. And they never said they walked in his office watching film.
Right.
So he had to be in a film room, not in an office watching film. Yeah. Right. And every story you hear, I go to there, I like think I'm going to be here at 5:30 and there is Tom Brady. Hey, come
in. He's already
like,
here. Yeah.
Oh, well, come on, sit down with me. Let me show you something. interesting. So, all right. So what else is happening in Colorado?
Javonte Williams showed up and he's actually practicing. So let's talk about the running back position there. I mean, if he can stay healthy, at least 1,000-yard season there. Let's see. Wide receivers, a lot of them are on limited practice right now, but that's only because a lot of them are coming back from injury.
So what are you? What is Denver going to do to dethrone Kansas City?
They're not. They're going to dethrone San Diego or LA first, whatever. The window for the Chargers to have made a move is definitely coming to a close. Me and Byron talked about it.
Don't forget, Justin Herbert got paid too.
And yeah, he got paid, but they didn't.
Has to go.
Yeah. What's that?
That head coach has to go.
Oh, yeah. But this, with Sean Payton coming in, that kind of signals the end of the Chargers trying to, you know, defeat anybody. Denver's still going to be a year or two away from making that move to go after Kansas City.
Yeah, but I think if the Chargers get a really good coach, they're going to have a run for their money, because now you got two Hall of Fame coaches with, you know, a great quarterback and a good quarterback. you can't put Russell Wilson in Patrick Mahomes' league.
No. But I still think that, you know, the ring does give Russ a little bit of credibility over Herbert. So.
Oh, there's no doubt.
The highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
There's no doubt. But I still think Justin Herbert is a bona fide superstar. He needs a great coach. That's why Sean Payton was better there, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, no, he needs to go to a good team. And, you know, Austin Eckler isn't going to be hanging around much longer, and that's his security blanket with the Chargers. So I think Herbert's going to be a great quarterback once he gets out of L.A. So,
he's not going anywhere. He just signed a big contract. He ain't going nowhere for the next 5 years.
He's going to go do the Aaron Rodgers thing. He's going to do it 10 years earlier. That's what's going to happen. He's going to realize, wait, I'm with the Chargers. No one comes to see us play. They come to see the other team play. So,
all right. So Byron, what's going on in Philly, man?
You know, the usual Philly fans, you know, with the they're only in shorts and, you know, shirt.
Yeah.
And that's all they're in right now.
They're so what?
Those, you know, the shorts, jersey, helmet. Yeah. That's it. Nothing else. So, of course, the other day, he comes flying. That's their number one pick, you know, edge rusher. Oh, he's flying around the corner. And I'm sitting there, I was like, dude. They're in shorts, man. Everybody's going to look like, you know, old women with pair of shorts. Once you put all that other stuff on, it changes. And, you know, so pretty much they're talking about the defense, you know, how much better, you know, they're going to be, you know, this year. You know, the offense with A.J. Brown and Devontae and the whole, you know, 9 yards. But, you know, Philly's Philly, man.
It is. That's the best way to put it. Philly is Philly.
And, Zach Martin for Dallas Cowboys is holding out right now. Offensive guard. For them,
I was trying to get Mark on. You know, hey, we had a good little banter going on with Mark, our buddy Mark. We were talking about Dallas.
Big time Dallas fan.
Oh yeah. He's thinking. Hey, listen, I told like it is though. As much as I don't like Dallas, I still think that Dak's put up good numbers. Romo's put up good numbers. Jerry Jones is the problem. You're not going to win with Jerry Jones. I'm sorry.
He ain't going nowhere. He owned the team.
I understand that, but I'm not saying he's going anywhere. I'm saying he's alive, he ain't winning.
But even if he passes, it's going to his son, who's probably a bigger idiot than he is.
I don't know.
It's like Al Davis giving it to his kid, you know. What have the Raiders done since Al Davis has passed?
Well, I'm not happy with Steinbrenner's son. So, you know, yeah. I've seen it. Steinbrenner won. But, you know, Jerry Jones has won and lost. Like, he did it himself. Steinbrenner won.
Hey, Vic, real quick, I want to ask this question. Who's first place in the AL East?
AL East? Tampa? Oh, yeah.
Baltimore.
Tampa Bay?
I know Baltimore.
Terrible.
Hold on, let me just take a look here real quick.
Aaron Boone's got to go. Brian Cashman's got to go.
Actually,
they all got to go. Except Steinbrenner's, but they got to let – he's rolling in his grave.
The team that's like 45 minutes down the road from me They're actually 1.5 games above the Rays.
Who's that? The Phillies?
No, no. They're no. Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh.
Orioles? Yeah. First place.
They're back.
Yeah. So they got a good team, right? Look, man, my team's the Yankees. Here. That's it. They ain't got nothing else to say. I don't care about anybody else.
Here, the biggest news story today is, have you watched soccer? The guy, the French guy that turned down the $776 million 1-year contract.
Oh my God.
$176 million.
Those guys get paid crazy money, man.
No, not great. One guy.
It's not the team. That's not the budget. That's one guy.
And I think there's no cap. There's no cap in soccer.
No, it's the Saudis over there. And I think they had to pay like a license fee or whatever, like $232 million just to talk to the guy. Yeah. It's crazy. $76 million for 1 year.
Well, my son was talking. He was talking about the LIV golf, you know.
Yeah.
And PGA, he goes, that's never going to happen because the PGA has got way better players and everybody's just going over there for the money. And all of a sudden,
PGA sold out.
They sold out. The money's big. Now nobody, because everybody was really dogging like Phil Mickelson, all the players that went, they were really giving them a lot of heat. And now they're all part of it. They could all get paid now. I mean,
you know. I just hope the Saudis don't take over the NFL.
Yeah.
There'd be no luxury tax anymore.
I don't think that'll ever happen. It's a different, I think that and, you know, basketball, you know, I think the three major sports never going to happen. Those are like just historical, you know, those are teams owned by families, not individual. That's not leagues. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's sad to say, but. The good old boys league is not going to let that happen.
It won't even happen in the NBA, and it won't happen in Major League Baseball.
Those or three, NHL either. Yeah,
it's not going to happen. NHL. Well, NHL is dominated by Canada, but.
Well, you know what they do up there, eh? They make sure that all the families, they're going to go and take care of it there, buddy.
Yes, they do generational wealth.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
VictorRocha.com.
That's right. Don't forget. Mr. Byron, so wrap us up. Just real quick announcement. We mentioned it last week, but I think isn't the services for Bishop Lance D. Nelson this weekend?
It's Sunday,
right? Well, do you know Saturday. It's Saturday? Saturday's the 29th, I think. Yeah,
the 29th for Bishop Lance Nelson.
Lance D. Nelson, a friend of ours, passed away. I didn't know he's a bishop. His services are this weekend. You go if you're friends of his, friends of ours from Manboy. If you know a bishop, Lance D. Nelson, just go to Facebook, put in his name, and you'll see his services there. In lieu of money, they're asking for funding.
That's the Cathedral International, Bert Manboy, and Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So join us, please. If you haven't yet, subscribe to our channel. Smash the subscribe button, notification button, bang, so you can hear more updates. The spreadsheets will be in the notes below. Say hi to Uncle Eric, John, as always, my fraternity brother. Thank you for joining us. Give us news from Dallas. Again, look us up on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk on your podcast, streaming live every Thursday at what time, Byron? 8 p.m. Because it doesn't matter how many fingers puts up. They always ask us, what time? It's been 4 years. It's 8 p.m. Do me a favor. If you like our show, please share with other smart sports fans. Bring them on the show and make sure they're prepared so we can have a good time and talk some sports Jersey style. Gentlemen, you God bless. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.